Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Vrabel on this show about an hour, a little over an hour ago. If you missed them, then I encourage you to go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Some interesting things from the coach as they get ready to open the season on Wednesday with or without Christian Gonzalez.
Why did they build the roster this way then? They have no pass rush.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they misjudged what he was going to be looking for, and maybe Mike Vrabel's okay with $90 million guaranteed when it comes to the future of the defense and how he wants to build it. Maybe he's not. If you think
there's other ways you can impact it, then you should at least be prepared to impact it. Like, because what's if Gonzalez gets hurt? He's gotten hurt. Like Wiggy's been talking about the pass rush since the season ended.
Yeah, I think it's more of what you said prior, or you just said, Greg. I think it's more of like, all right, we'll give you 90, 95, whatever that number may be, my opinion. We'll give you that, and they're probably thinking heading into this before the Trent McDuffie deal gets done. Like, that's what we think you're worth. And that's the biggest thing, like, in any negotiation, right? Is I know everybody wants to play chicken and that kind of thing. Players always feel like, here's what I believe I'm worth. And the organization is going, no, we don't believe you're worth that. Then you have this framework of contracts that lay out your position and the value that it's worth. And you feel like, oh, I'm worth what those guys make, but they don't value your position like Seattle values it, or like the Rams value the position of the cornerback to give that type of money.
Is there any way they played like chicken with Trey Hendrickson in the offseason and were thinking they were going to be able to get him below market? Because there was a period of time where it took him a while to sign, but then the Ravens came in and scooped him up because they were able to nix the deal they originally did with Max Crosby. Do you think there's any chance that something like that happened and that's why they have no pass rush on a team where the coach clearly values it?
Yeah.
But I also think the Trey Hendrickson thing, though, is it is about valuing a position, but it's also about valuing a player, right? So if you look at the Trey Hendrick situation, he got 4 years, $112 million, right? And out of that, 60 of it was, or 80 of it was fully guaranteed. Like, that's nowhere near what Micah Parsons or a Will Anderson Jr. gets. But maybe they felt like, well, that's too rich for our blood for that type of play. He's, what, 32 years old or 31 years old?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that's the thing about these things. And if you're an organization that had Brady who always took less, you don't think that they go there and say.
Yeah, but if Christian Gonzalez believes that Mike Vrabel doesn't think that he's worth what he's asking, then that would fracture a relationship, I would imagine. So if Vrabel's saying everything's cool between them two, but to separate himself from Elliott Wolf and the Crafts, do you think it lies on Mike Vrabel that he values him a certain type of way? Like, in my opinion, the way in which he answered that question, Mike Vrabel thinks he should get that money, and it falls on the Crafts and Elliott Wolf that don't.
All right. Well, good morning and hello to those that are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. And we are brought to you there by Springer's Jewelers. And when it is time for a diamond, no matter the occasion, Springer's has been the most trusted dealer in New England since the late 1800s. And go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. If you are watching on Twitch or on YouTube, the Mituation has a little surprise for you this morning. We have a new Curtis graphic, which we can share for those that are watching the show this morning. And so there he is, the new host of Blue's Clues.
Right. Kind of did you dirty. You're Chris skinnier Curtis than that.
Thumbnail god right there.
That made you a little thick.
That's okay. I'm perfectly happy.
Shime, Twitch also calling for at some point this morning on the Friday before the long weekend, Pizza Shark. So at some point this morning, maybe we'll give it to Twitch.
Okay.
Maybe we will.
Sounds good.
Okay. What?
That is awesome.
What's next?
Well, Ben, there was one college scandal as part of Curtis and Courtney's lead, but there's another absolute cluster going on in college football as people are in courts. There's court filings and court injunctions going on with professional football players going back to college to play for LSU. And Nick Saban decided to hop on with Pat McAfee yesterday and talk about these issues. We can hear from Coach Nick Saban.
You know, we obviously need some guardrails in college athletics, especially in football and basketball, where, you know, you have so much revenue and now people are making, you know, money and it's become pretty much of a business, but we really don't have any guardrail. And just like this whole situation with, I mean, just think, Pat, 5 or 10 years ago, or even when you played in the league, I mean, it was not even anything that could ever be a thought in your mind that a pro player would come back and play college football. I mean, it was like unfathomable. And, you know, now, oh, this should be okay. We have some rule or some law somewhere in some state that I should be able to get cut, even though I decided to become a pro. I got paid some money for it. Now I can go back to college and play. Crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. But we have this happening in multiple transfers. We have it happening in guys that are 26 and 27 years old competing against 18-year-olds. I mean, we have all kind of issues.
And I agree with Nick Saban. This is the one thing that him and I can agree on. And you know, I'm not the biggest Nick Saban fan, but he's right. Like, he's but I also blame the NCAA for creating this monster. They should have said from jump with the new 5-and-5 rule, it should be simple. You declare for the NFL, you have until January 15th to say, you know what? I'm going back to college. Because some guys do that. They'll declare and then they'll find out, well, maybe I'm not going to get drafted, and they'll go back. You have a specific date, and if you don't go back to college by that date, you are ineligible.
Okay, but to be fair, it doesn't really matter in many cases what they say, because a bunch of these guys are just going to go get lawyers and go to court over everything.
But like, I think if the rule is in place.
Which everybody does. That's what everybody does in society is, okay, fine, I'm going to go to court over it.
Right, but I think if there is a rule in place that actually said that on paper, where if you declared for the NFL draft, it doesn't matter, even if you signed a minicamp trial thing, once you declared for the NFL draft, and if you were still declaring for that after January 15th, you can no longer come back to college. They should have had that language in there, or they should have said, with this new 5-and-5 rule, we are allowing the class of 2022 to be part of that and get that fifth year if you already played
for it. How would have that helped, though, because they came out with that rule after February. So it's like then those players could have come out and said, well, you guys came out with the 5-for-5 rule after February, after that. So you saying that they should have added that language in wouldn't really matter. They would still have their case.
But this rule was something that they were talking about during the season. I think it got implemented in January, somewhere along those lines. But they had been talking about it during the season. And if they're heading down that direction, they should be like, okay, we got to make sure we protect guys that might try to like kind of sneak by this rule. And what if a guy plays 4 years and then says, you know what? I want to come out, but I still have a fifth year. So like that should have been part of the conversation that they should have been talking about before they even put the 5-and-5 in.
Here's a 508 texter, does not agree with you, does not agree with Nick Saban, says college football players are paid. They are paid now. They're pro athletes. Saban can F-O. So they're already paid athletes, is what that guy's saying.
I know, but I don't understand.
What's the difference if it's a guy who tried to make an NFL team or not? They're already paid athletes. Horse is already out of the barn.
Yeah, but that's like being paid is two different things. That guy who just in Twitch, like we're having a different conversation of like whether or not you declare for the NFL and then come back, not whether or not you got paid to do it.
But we did. There has been this very quick blurring of what initially was name, image, and likeness, which was that players that play football at a major college can be paid for when their jerseys are sold or their name or image is on a video game.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the school just paying the millions of dollars.
But it's
like the minor league for the NFL is what it's become.
But you have to understand. Like, but you,
like,
Curtis,
when I got my show on Blues Clues, like I got a lot more money.
Right. But you have to understand that it's two different things. The college paying for them is part of the revenue sharing. So the revenue sharing is the money that they get for jerseys, they get for the video games. That's part of the revenue sharing where each team has a max limit of $20.5 million that they can spend. The name, image,
did you think that was what we were going to go right into when the name, image, and likeness was approved?
The name, image, and likeness thing in the beginning was initially for guys to do appearances, a guy to show up to a car dealership and do an autograph signing at $10,000, for example.
Right.
The revenue sharing is basically the player saying, you're making all this money off of football and off of me. We deserve some of that.
I'm not disputing that, but I just feel like we went from name, image, and likeness to that without any guardrails, without any understanding, overnight, and there was this long buildup about what name. Wiggs, you and I talked about NIL forever before it was approved, and now it's like we're all of a sudden threw that into millions of dollars for quarterbacks. And I'm not against it. I just think that there has to be some.
But it's become essentially another professional league, and that's not what college football was intended to be.
And if it's a professional league, and you try to get to the next part of the league, and you don't get let in, you can still go back to the minors. So if you're going to be like a professional athlete, then what's the problem of a guy trying to get to the NFL failing and going back to the minor league system?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, basically, it is?
You know, small problem for the poor kid who played football his whole life and is trying to make the college team and had a spot until some dude comes back from the NFL and takes it.
I completely agree with you.
But maybe he can sue too. All right.
Oh, they are. They already are. That was part of the Louisiana case.
Lawyers always win, no matter what it is.
That was part of the Louisiana case that you, because with the new roster limits, they were saying, well, you can't cut a guy who's already on the roster to replace him with a guy who came back from the pros.
All right. That is, they said it. And coming up, Courtney, in today's news in 2 minutes no longer.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.